when you are contributing to others in some of the ways I described, and you are tending to the other person's needs, you are enhancing their life experience. You are the living proof that we human beings are good, collaborative, supportive, trustworthy. And by tending to their needs, you are helping that other person thrive in their life, even in the face of unfortunate circumstances.
I don't like to argue, so I say nothing and fume for days.
How do I set boundaries without sounding like a jerk?
I hate the idea that I might accidentally offend somebody, so sometimes I'd just rather say nothing at all.
Welcome to the Language Alchemy Podcast, and thank you for joining me today. This is your host, Alejandra Siroca, a transformative communication teacher and coach who's devoted to helping multicultural individuals and couples engaged in personal growth transform their lives and relationships through conscious communication. Thank you so much for joining me. This is your 15-minute transformative communication podcast workshop. Today, we have part 3 of the Communicating Needs Skillfully series. We started this series in episode 138 when we talked about the reasons why communicating needs is difficult, especially for women. Then, in episode 139, I taught you 4 questions to help you connect to your needs. After I released these episodes, I received questions and comments from people, mainly women. One person told me they found it, and I quote, impossible to be able to communicate her needs with her partner at home and at work. Another woman said that she's been able to get by in life without communicating needs. So she didn't think that communicating needs was that important. A third person said, Alejandra, in a perfect world, I may be able to communicate my needs. But in my real life, every time I try to communicate a need, it goes badly. I get a lot of pushback or I get into arguments. So why bother? I am so grateful to receive these questions and have real conversations about communication. So this is what I am going to address today. And by the way, if you're on my mailing list or you follow me at Language Alchemy on Instagram, this is how you can reach me and ask me questions or share your comments with me. Now, going back to this episode, today you'll hear about why it's crucial to communicate your needs and what happens when you don't communicate them. So now let's dive in. Let's start by addressing the comment that you can get by in life without communicating your needs. To that comment, I'd like to say, yes, maybe you are getting by in life without communicating your needs. Now, getting by in life is not the same as thriving in life. I believe you and every single member of our precious human family deserves to have a thriving and meaningful life, one in which you feel fulfilled, grounded, capable, and trusting that you can be yourself unapologetically. If you want that kind of life, then you need to learn to communicate your needs. When you have a thriving and meaningful life, when you have equitable relationships, you experience interconnectedness. You know that when you help contribute to others' well-being, you are also contributing to your own well-being. And you know that this kind of contribution feels joyful. Like when you do a random act of kindness with a stranger at a grocery store. Maybe you see the person standing in the checkout line behind you, and they look like they're in a hurry. So you let that person go in front of you. That small act feels wonderful inside. Or how about when you see a child falling from a bike? You go to help them and console them until their caregiver comes. You know that that feels so good and tender inside. Or when you helped a friend with a resume, or you helped them role play what to say during a job interview, and then you get a call from them and they tell you that they did really well in their interview and that they got the job, you feel like having a party inside. So celebratory. In all these instances, what happened is that you contributed to others by noticing they had a need, like a need for support, comfort, help. Your contribution to their lives is helping them do more than just get by in their lives. Yes, because when you are contributing to others in some of the ways I described, and you are tending to the other person's needs, you are enhancing their life experience. You are the living proof that we human beings are good, collaborative, supportive, trustworthy. And by tending to their needs, you are helping that other person thrive in their life, even in the face of unfortunate circumstances. Now, there are times when others directly ask you for your help or your support with something they need. And when you are there for them, you feel honored to be asked, to be trusted, to be leaned on. You feel that you matter to this person, that they respect you. They respect your help, your opinion, your advice. They welcome and appreciate your presence. And when you listen to someone else's needs and you help them tend to their needs, you are also communicating to them that they matter to you, that their needs are important, that they are worthy of receiving, of being given to, of thriving in their lives. And this is what can happen for you when you are able to communicate your needs. This is how you are able to feel the interconnectedness with others. When you are able to let others who want your well-being and success care for you, support your well-being, cheer for your success, help you have a thriving life. When you communicate your needs out loud, you are giving others that opportunity to feel wonderful, to feel tender, generous, happy inside. And you are communicating to others that they are worthy of your trust, of your ask, and that whatever they're giving you to help you fulfill your needs is good, valuable, and appreciated. One of my teachers, Marshall Rosenberg, used to say that communicating needs is life affirming. Yes, because when you communicate your needs, you are affirming the importance of your life. When you ask for what you need, when you express your needs out loud with clarity, with confidence and conviction, you are reaffirming to yourself that you matter, that you are worthy of being given to, and that you and your life are valuable. And this is something very powerful and crucial to communicate if we want to have healthy relationships. Relationships in which you and the other human being have equal value. So if shared value, equality, equity, if contribution and collaboration, or generosity and trust, if joy and care are important to you, then you don't want to just get by in life. You want to thrive. And therefore, you must learn to communicate your needs out loud. On the flip side, what happens when you don't communicate your needs out loud? This is a topic that we've explored in my recent group coaching program, when we talked about the disadvantages of keeping our needs to ourselves and not communicating them skillfully. With the group, we talked about three main disadvantages. The first one has to do with what we are communicating to ourselves when we don't communicate our needs out loud. When our MO is to keep our needs to ourselves, we are most likely having not only negative beliefs about needs, but also negative beliefs about ourselves. Most of these beliefs have to do with the idea that we are not enough or that we are not deserving to have our needs met. So, in a sense, we're communicating to ourselves that we are inferior. Conversely, we may believe that we should not have needs and that we should be above our needs, or else we would be too needy, too much, too vulnerable, and that that's not okay. So when we don't communicate our needs, and what we end up doing there is that we end up denying our needs. These negative beliefs can create a sense of superiority from others. Whether these beliefs lead us to feel inferior or superior, these negative beliefs erode our self-esteem and our confidence. That is to say, our own trust in ourselves. And they lead us to unhealthy dynamic in our relationships. And this is a tragic disadvantage. The second drawback of not communicating our needs out loud has to do with what we are communicating to the other person about them. Especially if we are in relationships in which the other person is able to communicate their needs with us, but we are unable to communicate our needs with them. In that case, what we are communicating to them is that they're not trustworthy, that we doubt their capacity to support us in meeting our needs. And we deprive the other person from feeling the joy and all the wonderful feelings we have when we support someone else fulfill their needs. And when we do this consistently in relationships, we create lopsided relationships in which there is no shared power, no equity, no equality. So again, that's another tragic disadvantage. The third disadvantage is that by not communicating our needs out loud to others, and not giving them the chance to support us, we are not getting our relational needs met. What happens then is that we feel disconnected from others. And in time, that disconnection can grow so much that it can turn into anxiety, depression, anger, resentment, numbness, and other experiences that stunt our growth as human beings. You and I both, we are relational beings. And to have healthy relationships, we need to communicate our needs out loud. I know that you listening to this podcast, you are here because you want to grow and evolve, because something in you knows that you can increase your capacity to show up as a mature and conscious adult for your benefit, for others' benefit, for the benefit of all. And to benefit all beings, we all need to communicate our needs out loud. Now, if after listening, you realize how beneficial it would be for you, for the people in your life, and for your relationships, when you're able to communicate your needs with clarity, confidence, and conviction, I can help you do that. In fact, in a couple of weeks, we are going to start the spring cohort of the Language Alchemy Group Coaching Program that's available for 10 individuals. It goes from April to June. This is a 3-month program in which you'll work on your specific communication goals and challenges with my personal guidance and support within the powerful container of a community of like-hearted individuals. Don't wait. Apply now at languagealchemy.com/group coaching. I will add the link in the show notes. And now, let's recap what you've heard in this episode. In this episode, which is part 3 of the Communicating Needs Skillfully series, we talked about why it's crucial to learn to communicate your needs. I also mentioned 3 tragic disadvantages of not communicating your needs out loud and keeping them to yourself. Next week, I am going to teach you how to communicate your needs skillfully in a way that you can be heard and your needs can be supported. If you struggle to communicate your needs, write to me and let's start a conversation about this and about how I can support you. If you're on my mailing list, you have my email. If not, you can go to languagealchemy.com and sign up for my mailing list, and then you'll be able to communicate with me directly. Or if you now know that the Language Alchemy Group Coaching Program would be useful for you, then go to languagealchemy.com/group coaching and apply for the program that starts in April. Thank you so much for listening, and a special thanks to all the members of the winter cohort of the Language Alchemy Group Coaching Program. It's really beautiful to see how all of you who started it with me in January, in less than 3 months, are communicating your needs with clarity, confidence, and compassion. Until next week, and as we say in Argentina, ciao, ciao! Original music by Gary LaPoe. You can find all links in the show notes at languagealchemy.com.